Just enough, so I had some several cups of coffee to help myself out. It's not a good idea. So isn't God good? He's awesome, isn't he? So if you were to track my what shows I watch the most on TV, you'd find that I watch the Western Channel probably the most. So I want to call this message Wanted, Dead or Alive. So I just want to say that God wants you. Whether you're alive in him or you're dead in your sins, he wants you. He loves you. He seeks you. He wants to heal you. He has a new life for you. So in 1 Corinthians 11:28, Paul writes about communion. He writes, "But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat the bread and to drink the cup." So I'm hoping that this morning each one of us would open our hearts to the Lord and examine our relationship with the Father through our Savior Jesus Christ. In Matthew 5:29, Jesus says, "If your right eye makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for the whole body to be thrown into hell." He's not talking about self-mutilation there. He's talking about things that might hold you back from knowing him or having a strong relationship with him. I believe in that verse there's also two levels of that. There's people that won't give in to his promptings and won't accept his forgiveness. And then there's also those of us that are saved, and yet we still hold things back from him. We still hold parts of our lives, perhaps sins or habits or whatever that we may hold, that holds us back from a very powerful, strong relationship with the Father. And that's what he really wants. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to run your life. He wants to give you what is good. Okay, and God's things are good. When we're holding things back, whatever we're hanging on to is so small in comparison to what he wants to give us. I've done that in my past. No, Lord, I want to be over here. I want to be here. This is where I want to be. And I had fought him, battle. He'll give up. He'll give up for a while. But if you belong to him, he will come back and poke you. I mean, so, and usually when I give up and I move over where he wants me to be, I look back and go, why was I so foolish to stay over there and not get the blessings that God wants me to give? I think that's why he calls us sheep. Because that's not a compliment, by the way. Yeah, there are many things that people hold on to. They think they may give up something that they have good in their life. You know, their family, their worldly possessions, sin, fear of what God might do in your life. But whatever he's got for you, it's way better than anything you can hang on to. So in Matthew 19, there's a story of the rich young ruler. And it says, "And someone came to him and said, 'Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I must obtain eternal life?' And he said to him, 'Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments.' And he said to him, 'Which ones?' Jesus said, 'You shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your mother and father, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these things I have kept, but what am I still lacking?' Jesus said to him, 'If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.'" So, I was thinking about when I watch Westerns a lot. I love Gunsmoke, and I love Matt Dillon. Okay, so if you come to him and if you lie to him, he's gonna grab you and slap you around and punch you around and stuff, and then you tell him the truth. So isn't it wonderful that Jesus isn't like that? So this rich young ruler walks up to Jesus and asks what he must do to be saved. And Jesus, he lied to the one that could see everything in his heart. So he walks up, he says, I have kept all those commandments. And Jesus knew, he looked at him and he said, he had, first thing he said was, why do you ask me what is good? Because only God is good. So this, he told him right there before he even told him he committed the commandments that he wasn't good because only God is good. So no one from the beginning of time has kept the commandments. So you can't come to the Lord and not open up about who you really are, how you're broken, the things that you need healed in your life. In Ephesians 6:10-14, Paul is writing about the armor of God, and he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth. Other Bibles may say the belt of truth. So what I think he's talking about there is the belt of truth is certainly the truth of the gospel, but it's also us opening up and being straight with God, because he looks into our hearts. He already knows everything. When you make up excuses or lie to him, you're only fooling yourself. There's no fooling God. He knows. He already knows everything. So putting on the belt of truth, you need to, wherever you may be in your walk with him, you need to be honest with him and come to him with an open heart and let him work in your life and make the changes that he wants to make. So I'm hoping that we can do that this morning before we take communion. Each one perhaps close his eyes and think about what God might be doing in your life that he would have you do for him. No matter where you are in your walk, you can always improve your relationship with the Father. I know that's certainly true for me. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much that you love us, that you you come looking for us when we're lost, that you you bring us from death to life, that you made a way through our Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. And I just pray that you would continue to work in our lives, and that we would be the men and women that you've called us to be, that you would just empower us through your Spirit, Lord. It's not, as David Crowder said last night, it's not about making bad people good. It's about making dead people alive. So, Lord, make us alive in you. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus. And I just pray for everyone here that they would have open hearts, open minds, that they would stop, if they are lying to themselves and lying to you, Lord, that they would come clean and allow you to work in their lives. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Partake.
step forward. I ask that